turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cult singing king of the SEO show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you run a business, maybe a local service or a restaurant, and you know that finding customers nearby right now is everything. Well, you also know that generic SEO advice, it just doesn't cut it. So today we have a really specific mission. We're going deep into the actual blueprint, the processes, the realistic timelines, and the results you can measure for localized search engine optimization. We're using some detailed source material here from an Austin firm, Austin Code Monkey. Think of this as your shortcut to understanding how local SEO really works for, say, service businesses, cafes, real estate agents, basically any small or medium business where your location is key to making money.
Exactly. And we're really focused on the actionable stuff today. There's so much advice out there, right? Keywords, blogging, but we're drilling down into the specific technical steps, the geographic focus that actually drives phone calls, appointment bookings, you know, contact form submissions. We want to move past just looking good on paper, those vanity metrics, and get straight into the systems that generate real measurable leads and revenue. The core question is, what makes a local strategy actually work? And can, you know, the average business owner understand that playbook?
Okay, let's start building this picture. The firm we're looking at, they talk about four core pillars for their service. It's not just SEO in a general sense. It's four distinct areas that have to work together. So before we get into the how, what are those four components?
Right, and that integration is key. They see SEO as a system, like you said, with four specialized engines working together. So number one is local SEO itself. This is everything tied to geography. We're talking deep optimization of the Google Business Profile, the GBP.
That's the map listing, essentially.
Yep. Exactly. Non-negotiable for local success. Plus, things like rigorous citation cleanup, making sure your business info is correct everywhere online, and local schema markup, which is code that tells Google specific details about your business and building out specific landing pages for different locations or neighborhoods.
Okay, makes sense. That's the where. But the where needs a solid what to stand on, right? Yeah. A healthy website.
Precisely. That brings us to pillar two, technical SEO. This is the foundational stuff, maybe not glamorous, but high impact. Think site speed, how the site is built. They specifically mention core web vitals.
Ah, Google's health check for websites.
Yeah, basically grades your site's user experience, especially on mobile. Also, optimizing the crawl budget, making sure Google can efficiently find and understand all your important pages. And then more advanced things like structured data, like we mentioned, and canonicalization, telling Google which page is the main version if you have similar content. These fixes help rankings and make the site better for actual users.
Got it. So technical SEO is like tuning the engine. Without it, doesn't matter how good your map is, the car is not winning.
You nailed it. And the third pillar is the roadmap, if you will, content SEO. But here, they really stress architecture over just pumping out articles. It's built around these core pillar pages for your main services. Let's say you're an electrician in Austin. Maybe Austin Commercial Electrician is a pillar page.
Okay, the main service hub.
Right. And then you support that with topic clusters. These are like groups of detailed long form articles specifically about local problems or neighborhoods related to that service. It shows Google you don't just mention the topic, you really, you own it. You have deep authority.
And the final piece, authority.
Pillar four, link building. Because you can have the best site, the best content, but if search engines don't see signals of trust, you won't rank well. Their strategy here is very focused. It's about earning relevant local authority. So partnerships with other local businesses, getting press mentions through PR, targeted outreach to niche local blogs or publications. The goal is that the links pointing back reinforce your geographic relevance, not just general website authority.
Okay, this brings up a really practical point for you listening. Maybe you run a few coffee shops or a plumbing service just in Austin. Why go with an Austin-specific company? If the technical stuff is universal, what's the real advantage of that local expertise? Why not just hire some big national agency?
That's a great question. The value they highlight is granularity and measurement. A big national agency might just see Austin on a map. Mm. This local firm, according to the sources, understands the difference between Zilker searches versus, say, Tarrytown or South Congress searches. They tune campaigns to specific neighborhoods and how people there actually search. And crucially, their KPIs, key performance indicators, are tied directly to leads, calls, form fills, book jobs.
So they measure success by things that actually impact the client's business.
Exactly. They're only successful if the client sees that direct increase. And they back it up with local proof case studies from Austin neighborhoods showing real results. They get the local competitive scene.
Right. That combination of local insight and technical skill seems powerful. Okay, let's shift gears to the how. The sources detail a clear 5-step process. Walk us through that methodology.
Yeah, it's quite structured. And it starts, maybe surprisingly for some business owners, with step 1, audit first. Even if you think you know the problems, they insist on a thorough technical and content audit right at the start. This helps find quick wins and figure out the highest impact work first. Things like improving crawlability, speed, those initial local signals.
Hold on though, if I'm a small business owner and I feel like I'm losing leads now, I might want to skip the audit and just say, fix my site speed. Why is that audit step so vital? Isn't it just billable hours before the real work?
It's a fair challenge, but the audit isn't just about finding problems. It's about prioritization. It's resource allocation. Like, maybe your citations do need cleaning up, but if Google can barely crawl your main service pages because your core web vitals are terrible, fixing the crawl issue first, that gives you a way bigger return, much faster.
Okay. So it's about putting the effort where it counts most first. Smart.
Exactly. It ensures your resources, or theirs, tackle the biggest roadblocks immediately.
Okay, quick wins identified. What's step 2?
Step 2 is building that foundation. Pillar and cluster architecture. This is where they strategically create those main conversion-focused pillar pages for the high-value services or keywords. And then they immediately start building out the supporting cluster pages around them. This is the heavy lifting of showing Google that deep topical authority we talked about.
Right, building out the knowledge base.
Precisely. Then, once that structure's in place, step 3. Local signal amplification. This is the ongoing engine. Consistent, deep optimization of the Google business profile. Proactive citation cleanup, which you mentioned it earlier, is notoriously tedious work.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. It feels like a constant battle.
It really can be. Plus, active review management and crafting content specifically for neighborhoods to capture those very local searches.
Okay, so keep polishing the GBP, fix listings, get reviews, write local stuff. Got it. Step 4.
Step 4 is outreach and links. This is about running relevant local links, not just any links, through local partnerships, maybe guest posts on Austin-based blogs, using PR. The key is ensuring those links boost local trust signals specifically.
Makes sense. And the final step?
Step 5, measure and iterate. This is critical. Constantly tracking the results lead volume, what actions people take on the GBP listing, like calls or directions requests, organic conversions on the website. They use tools like Google Analytics 4, Search Console. And that data feeds back into refining the strategy. What content needs tweaking? Any new technical issues? It's a loop.
Okay, for you, the business owner making this investment, the timeline is obviously key. When can you actually expect to see a difference from this pretty intense 5-step process? What's the typical rollout look like?
And they are pretty clear about setting expectations here, which is good. Week 0 is always baseline. Mm-hmm. The audit happens, and they get all the tracking set up, GA4, Search Console, etc.
Get the measurement in place first.
Then weeks 1 through 4 are all about those high-impact fixes, clearing out critical technical problems, getting that local business schema code implemented, and publishing the main pillar page. Then things ramp up. Over months 1 through 3, the content machine gets going. They aim for something like 6 to 10 cluster pages or local industry-specific pages. And at the same time, they start the local link outreach.
So content and links start happening pretty quickly after the initial fixes.
Right. And then months 3 through 6 is about scaling that content, refining the targeting based on the early data coming in, really pushing for customer reviews, and optimizing the paths people take on the site to actually convert into a lead. The key expectation they set, measurable improvements in local rankings and, more importantly, leads, typically start showing up within that 3 to 6 month window.
3 to 6 months, that actually sounds pretty fast in the SEO world. But does that depend heavily on the starting point? What if a small business has a really old, messy website? Is that timeline still realistic?
It's presented as a realistic window.
Yeah,
if the business commits fully to the process. Part of why it can be relatively quick is that local search is often less competitive than trying to rank nationally. Mm. And those technical fixes in the first month, they often give an immediate boost just by making the site easier for Google to understand.
Okay.
Now, if the site is an absolute disaster,
right,
The initial audit will identify that, and it might mean more foundational work up front, which could stretch the timeline. But that's being honest about the situation. You can't build a house on sand. But for many businesses, the sources suggest 3 to 6 months for noticeable lead improvement is standard.
Okay, let's revisit that local distinction again. You mentioned neighborhood language earlier. What specifically does an Austin SEO company like this one do differently than a big national agency might miss? What gets prioritized?
It really goes down to priority and nuance.
Yeah.
A national firm might see the Google Business Profile as just one more checklist item.
Tick the box.
Pretty much. An Austin-focused firm treats the GBP as central, almost the hub. They prioritize using language specific to Austin neighborhoods. They understand the intent behind local queries, not just plumber, but emergency plumber near Miller Park, for example. They obsess over citation consistency across local directories, and they value community link sources, links from other Austin entities, much more highly. These are the things that really influence who shows up in that valuable local map pack. They get the Austin user's journey.
Okay, so let's see the proof. What does this mean in, you know, cold, hard numbers? You mentioned a case study for a South Austin cafe. Share those results.
Yeah, this is where it gets concrete.
Yeah.
For this specific cafe in South Austin, they focused for 5 months on the GBP site speed, creating landing pages for nearby neighborhoods, cleaning up citations, and some local PR. The results were pretty dramatic.
Okay, lay it on me.
Organic traffic to their website went up 138%. Their Google Business Profile discovery searches, that's people finding them via maps or search, without typing the cafe's name directly.
People looking for cafe near me or coffee South Austin.
Exactly. Those searches shot up 220%. And here's the kicker for the business owner. Monthly phone calls coming directly from organic search grew by 95%.
Wow. Almost doubled the phone leads in 5 months. That's a tangible impact. The owner isn't just getting clicks. They're actually hearing the phone ring nearly twice as often from searchers. Now, the firm explicitly states they don't guarantee rankings, which is standard ethical practice. So how do they define success for their clients?
It's all about the leads and the revenue. Success is measured by the increase in organic leads, phone calls, form submissions, bookings. It's about conversions they can attribute directly to their organic search efforts. Also, those GBP actions, clicks for directions, calls from the profile, and yes, improvements in visibility for important local keywords, but always tied back to generating business. It's focused on the client's bottom line, period.
Okay. And just briefly, for anyone listening who's thinking this might be relevant for them, what kind of ways can they engage? What are the options?
They offer a few different ways in. You can start with a one-time SEO audit. It's a fixed fee, and you get a prioritized action plan. Many clients then go for the monthly managed SEO, which is tiered, likely based on how competitive your market is and the scope of work needed. They also do specific project-based work, maybe helping with a website migration or a major site speed overhaul. And finally, defined performance add-ons like campaigns purely focused on local PR or link building.
So different entry points depending on your needs and budget. Makes sense. All right, that brings us towards the end. The core takeaway here seems really clear. Successful local SEO isn't just about picking a few keywords. It's a deep, really disciplined integration. You need the technical fixes, that strong content architecture, the pillar and cluster model, and specific geographic amplification using things like the GBP and getting those local citations right. You really can't skip any of those pieces.
Absolutely. It's a system. And that leads to a final thought, maybe a provocative question for you, the listener, especially if you're a small business owner weighing your options. Given that we're seeing measurable revenue driving results often appear within that pretty defined 3 to 6 month timeline, and knowing that an initial fixed fee audit is designed to find those high impact quick wins right away, how does that clear structure, that predictable timeline, influence how you might allocate your budget? Do you start with the focused strategic audit first, or do you jump straight into the longer term monthly engagement? That decision right there where you choose to start the clock, that's really where the strategy begins for you.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Oh, Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.